Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm sitting here and I'm getting ready to go and everything. I've got everything exactly where I want it to be, and then I did something to my computer and knocked it straight out of line. Okay, here we go. I'm glad the first week of 2022 has been very momentous, hasn't it? And I want to point something out to you. See, I believe that we are on the, we're looking over the edge of this precipice where there's going to be a dramatic shift in human relations. And all of these alphabet institutions and authorities and cultural puppet masters that have hoarded power for centuries are screaming out today because they're breaking and they're panicking. Because we're beginning to shift. What have the last 25 years of technological innovation shown people? Well, first there's that vast smorgasbord of free information that has exploded forth during the digital age Big Bang that put all of the traditional gatekeepers, pushed them back on their feet. All these evening news broadcasts and the late night comedy shows and the White House press corps, they no longer maintain any sort of a exclusive monopoly over what is newsworthy. With ordinary people on social media proving themselves just to be just as talented as most celebrity entertainers, Hollywood and the music industry no longer maintain that exclusive monopoly over what shapes our culture. With the rise of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, we're fast approaching a time when central banks and their client governments no longer maintain a monopoly over fiat currencies that allow politicians and bankers to tax, punish, spend, and control your wealth and livelihood from the shadows of elite and insular economic clubs. And what these trends represent is that fundamental transformation for human existence, but not one toward international socialism or the powerful oligarchies or citizen subsistence. This is all pointing to the rise of individual freedom at the expense and exclusion of government regulation and authority. These last 25 years of technological development have made it possible for you to trade goods and services, knowledge, security, spiritual connection, and entertainment without consulting politicians, bureaucrats, pop stars, or corporate boards of directors. And when you see this reality for what it truly is, nothing short of a technologically enabled revolution of human freedom and independence, it becomes obvious why those today, with power, have embraced authoritarianism and totalitarianism wherever we look. Because they have everything to lose and nothing to gain from our rising liberation. Their tyranny is their only salvation. So in other words, the powers that be today are all deeply afraid. And in response to their fear, everything the global elite do today is about pushing back against this organic revolution by consolidating power and wealth into as few hands as possible while trying to take over the technologies that have paved the way for this greater individual freedom. And these initiatives are collectivist, which is leftist, globalist, oligarchical in nature, and they all pursue the same aim: to weaken individual sovereignty and strengthen governmental control. Now, they thought they had the first thing, that you know, this got laid on them. Or maybe it did. You know, I'll point that out in just a minute. The Chinese flu. It actually is quite the mind, you know, 99% of us will survive it in its worst form. And yet we've had 2 years of scientific dictatorship take hold of the world. And we know that the lockdowns and the small business devastation, the church closures and the punishments and the, you know, for disobeying arbitrary and capricious mandates devised by these little petty tyrants have all been about conditioning populations to accept total governmental control over their life. So plain and simple, the governments love the virus. They have taught the world to fear. This is their weapon of choice because they don't really have to do anything about it. And in their own words, this great reset allows them to conquer free nations and remake them into slave states, mastered by a small coterie of fantastically wealthy and politically powerful. Just like NAFTA, you know, the free trade agreement, that was all about destroying small business. And it did, to a degree. Extraordinary executive unilateralism has been unleashed without any real regular statutory authority, allowing leaders with constitutionally limited jurisdiction to rule by whim and decree, while they dispense with any pretense that their powers rest with the laws or the votes of the people. And 75 years ago, we would have called these kinds of actions, the people running them, we would have called them Mein Führer, or El Duce, or Chairman. And today they spout nonsense about building back better or saving democracy or sacrificing for health and security. All at the same time they emulate the very madmen we overthrew last century. Then there's the part where, you know, we had Barack Obama and Eric Holder. Black American people. They decided to start a race war. They decided to get us to hate each other. Right? Prior to Obama, we were on our way to being a race-blind society. But now we are required to view everything through the lens of race. And racism is now both encouraged and practiced by the state, and it seems inexplicable that the U.S. government would actively encourage racial animosity. But when you consider how successful they've been at this whole divide-and-conquer strategy to keep us from uniting... Well, then that makes, every time we don't unite, that makes the national security deep state more powerful. And that's why they're trying to transition from the COVID-19 pandemic to the racism pandemic. And our politicians like race war. They need it, so that I give you Black Lives Matter. And then, you know, anywhere communism is actually practiced, you get things like supply chain crises, product shortages, sky-high energy prices, runaway inflation. Which, quite honestly, is what's happening here, which makes me wonder. What businesses COVID-19 hasn't killed yet, the Green New Deal blunt force will finish off. So why does government work so hard to impoverish you? And then there's the climate change people. They want to actually control how many people are here. There's this group called the Malthusians that have been obsessed with controlling the world's population. Eugenics, genocide, and abortion. Those are their tools. They want to brainwash people into believing the planet is about to die. And once again, they're ruling by fear. COVID-19 is going to kill you. Climate's going to kill you. White people going to kill you. Black people going to kill you. It's all about fear. If you convince everybody out there that death is inevitable, well, you have divided and conquered. It worked for the Khans of the Mongol Empire. It's working on the devotees of climate justice today. So what we have now is the four horsemen of the apocalypse of big government trying to strangle the death, to death, this republic. And why is tyranny exploding across the planet? Because everything necessary for a freedom renaissance is here. It is present. So buckle up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I remember back when Trump was running for president in 2016, and that tape came out of him, you know, and that was recorded in a time when Trump was just Trump, private citizen, billionaire, but, you know, private citizen. And it was recorded. It was never meant to be broadcast. It was just a conversation. And if you have ever had a conversation, like, if you haven't, if you want to profess to me that male or female, you've never had a conversation like that before that has that kind of crass language in it. Okay, that's fine. If you say it enough, I guess you can start to believe it. I don't believe it. So when all of this surfaced back in 2016, a local radio host who I know, who was at the time the biggest radio host in the state, he had interviewed Trump prior to that, but then he decided he was no longer going to back Trump. And he publicly stated this. And he stated this both on Facebook and on the radio and all this other stuff. So then everybody came out and started slamming him. And he immediately backtracked. Now, up to that point, while I thought it was foolish too, because I wasn't looking for a politician to come along in 2016, I was looking for a drunk pirate. I wanted a man to come in there. I wanted somebody who wasn't beholden to anybody. Trump was never beholden to anybody. And so I disagreed with him on his choice, but at the same time, when he reversed his position, I was very disappointed. Which brings me to this object lesson. Let me give you another more recent thing. Recently, Patton Oswalt, he's a stand-up comedian. He writes. He has been on TV and in films. He posed for a picture with Dave Chappelle for New Year's Eve. And he's, supposedly, according to Patton Oswalt, he has known him for 34 years. So they're like, friends. Well, the backlash of him posing with his friend, because, see, Patton Oswalt is he's funny, but he's a lefty. He's funny, but he's a lefty. He says things that you already know and believe, and he just says it in a way that is funny. So that's his appeal, but at the same time, his politics completely way left. So lefty's out in the parking lot. So, on the other hand, Dave Chappelle says whatever he wants, not whatever the left wants. So, Dave Chappelle's a bad guy. So, what did Patton Oswalt do? He folded like a house of cards. I mean, he gave it up. He abandoned a friend. He apologized for posing for a picture. He apologized for posing for a picture. And this didn't do anything to appease the leftist mob. All he did was abase himself. So, this is the leftist hypocrisy that we see. And it's a gift that we have to use like a weapon. And we need to use it around people like you who are still awake and not as, aware of what's going on. Have you noticed that a lot? And Oswald, let's be honest. He's a smarmy little lefty who does comedy. He's popular among people who want to hear comics say what they already think. And he's made a successful career doing it on stage and on screen. He's vaguely irritating. But he's also not my problem. He makes a living doing it. Honest living. Rock on, little man. But I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him because he took a picture with Chappelle on New Year's Eve and posted it on Instagram, mentioning that he and Dave have been friends for decades. And Chappelle, who says whatever he wants, doesn't seem to mesh with the ideas of the leftist mob when he poses with Oswald. So Oswald groveled and explained himself to the haters. He tossed his decades-long friend under the bus to save his saggy skin. He wrote, "I'm an LGBTQ ally. I'm a loyal friend. There's friction of those traits that I need to reconcile myself and not let cause feels of betray in anyone else. And I'm sorry, truly sorry, that I didn't consider the hurt this would cause or the depth of that hurt." Now, here's an alternative ending for this one that he could have considered, this would definitely be my thing. I'd be standing there with a picture of me flipping off the camera going, "I'll do what I damn like, okay? Okay? If you don't like it, fine. If you do like it, fine. I don't even know who you are. So I don't care what you think." A lot of ways, Oswald is a jerk, but I hate to see anybody grovel. It makes me nauseous to see anyone toss away their dignity to suck up to a howling pack of commie creeps with stupid hair and an inability to understand which bathroom they should go to. It's degrading and humiliating, and it turns my stomach to see anybody choose indignity over honor. And betraying your friends to save yourself, well, that's just disgusting. But the leftists love it. It is their exercise of their puny power. They can't do or create anything, so they get off making other people crawl. They want us to live in their little twisted psychodramas. And Oswald has volunteered to do so. But, like I said, the proper response to anything like that that ever happens, if you ever get out there and you're using social media or whatever, and somebody comes out there and says, we're going to cancel you, that's, you know, you should just get out there and just next post, I'll take a picture with anyone a damn well please. You can all go to hell. That's it. There's your lesson. Never explain, never apologize, never grovel. And one of the things that you can do, I mean, you don't have to respond and play this stupid game with them. When children or bullies say things to me, which they still do, I've developed this way to not care about what they say. And that's like slapping them in the face with a shovel when I don't sit there and react to what they have to do. So I don't have to sit there and go tit for tat with these guys. I can just shut up. And remember this about bullies. They have glass jaws, but you have to hit them in those glass jaws. But never explain, never apologize, and never grovel. That should be our new... Maybe I should get that tattooed somewhere. Maybe I should do that. I'm just thinking out loud now. The capacity to not care what a bunch of leftist communists think about you. And not to worry about them canceling you. How are they going to cancel you? The only way they can actually cancel anybody is to kill them. But that would mean they'd have to present themselves and show themselves for what they are. And that means that then you get a chance to retaliate. So they can't actually cancel you. They can say a lot of bad things about you, but, I mean, their words can't hurt you. Their words can't do anything to you. They should give you a good laugh. And don't worry about how vile it gets or whatever. Just never explain, never grovel, never apologize. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth. Fed saying only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
Flight disruptions that have been impacting air travelers and airlines in the past 2 weeks aren't going away. More than 3,200 U.S. flights are canceled or delayed so far today. The flights canceled due to winter weather on the East Coast, along with coronavirus cases continuing to soar. USA Radio News. Remembrances coming in for an Oscar winner who passed away.
Sidney Poitier, a Bahamian-American actor, film director, activist, and ambassador, has died at the age of 94.
Man needs a woman to back him up.
You. What?
Mama would listen to you. You know she listens to you more than you do me and Benny. She thinks more of you. Look, all you got to do is sit down with her one morning when you're having your coffee and talking about things like you do. Just say kind of easy like that you've been thinking about this little deal Walter is so interested in about the store and all. Just keep slipping away at your coffee like what you're saying ain't that important to you. Before you know it, she's listening good and asking you questions.
Sidney in the film A Raisin in the Sun from 1961, a cause of death was not given. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is formally dismissing a misdemeanor groping charge filed against New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes after the Albany County District Attorney said he could not successfully prosecute the case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Well, Chuckie Schumer, he's the Inspector Clouseau of the Senate Majority Leaders in comparison to Mitch McConnell's Sherlock Holmes. But he has decided to strong-arm Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema into dropping their opposition to killing the filibuster by making a big public show of it. And this plan is working great so far. I sure hope he succeeds for once. For three reasons. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. As so often happens with the Democrats, Napoleon's injunction to never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake comes to mind. So does Brer Rabbit's plea to Brer Fox not to toss him into the briar patch. So, you know, after all this time, I'm ready to say, hey, lift the filibuster, Chuck. It totally will not come back and bite you on your Swalwell valve like it did Harry Reid after he did it to circuit court judges. No, your initiative to give the incoming GOP majority and incoming GOP president unlimited power is a smart plan that will cement your reputation as a strategic genius. And don't worry, this cheesy expedient cannot possibly boomerang. We totally do not want us conservatives to have the unfettered power to enact our whole agenda. We don't want national concealed carry. We don't want to ban teachers' unions. We don't want to regulate big tech. We don't want to repeal whatever pro-cheating laws you pass and then implement a real voting rights agenda of in-person voting only on one day with photo voter ID. Trust us, we will not do these things if you end the filibuster. I pinky swear. Now, you might point out that the potential downside assumes that the GOP will retake the House and Senate in 2022 and the presidency in 2024. Good point, but ignore that possibility. You should go forward on the assumption that a dislocated old pervert polling on par with cholera is not going to drag down all of your marginal seats. It's possible that a midterm election with a massively unpopular president of the majority party will go well for the incumbents. It's also possible that Ted Lieu will win the Nobel Prize for his pioneering work in the fields of string theory and quantum mechanics. You might also argue that breaking the filibuster just a little bit for one teensy-weensy thing, your election cheating initiative, will not lead to a total destruction of the filibuster. This is akin to a randy, condomless teenager in the back seat with his girlfriend trying to convince her that there's nothing to worry about if they just go part of the way. Some might say that there's no part of the way. Again. So, let's review. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. But, you know, maybe you'll get a pass from the GOP this time. You know, maybe the Republicans won't retaliate. This is not going to totally infuriate the incoming majority and its base to force even the most steadfast adherents to these norms and traditions to make the Democrats pay. Maybe the norms and traditions crowd will overlook your breach of the norms and traditions and not hit back. There's always Romney to pin your hopes on to be a sap, and going all in on him to be the invertebrate is always a sweet bet, but the Senate is not going to be 50-50. It's going to be 53 or 54 Republicans to 47 or 46 Democrats, and that makes Romney even more superfluous than usual. But I'm sure that after you shaft the GOP, when they are in the minority, they will totally forgive you when they take the majority. And the GOP base will totally not primary any senator who fails to make your party pay. And Cocaine Mitch is a forgiving soul. He's not vindictive at all. But maybe the GOP White House won't win the White House, or the GOP won't win the White House in 2024. Maybe Biden will run again. Or maybe Kamala Harris. She's competent, right? Voters love her. Your party has an innovative platform centered on making everything worse and calling voters racist, so why worry? Or maybe Trump will run again and America will focus on that scary insurrection you still hear so much about if you are part of the 0.5% of Americans who watch MSNBC and CNN. So after all, outside the Beltway, the Republican threat to our democracy is all anyone talks about. Not gas prices, not COVID panic, not dead troops, not everyone is totally focused on the minor skirmish of a year ago. Biden is a shoo-in. Those poll numbers are just more evidence of the anti-Democrat bias in the mainstream media. You might also think that your voting rights law might seal the deal for permanent Democrat dominance. If you just squeak this federal takeover of elections through, then you never have to worry about Republicans winning ever again. Sure, the Latinx voters, who love being called that, by the way, your party was counting on to stay Democrat forever and ever are now splitting 50-50 for the GOP, and maybe your election fraud plot might work with half your coalition saying adios. Maybe. But I forgot. There's a problem. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. And it's weird how those names keep coming up, but I'm sure they will allow you to impose a massive scheme to steal elections in perpetuity by nuking the idea of federalism via nuking the filibuster, or not. But it's worth a try. What's the worst that could happen? Could you end up eliminating the filibuster to pass a law to enable election fraud, but then have whatever parts remain intact after the Supreme Court vivisects it? It's still not enough to get outside the margin of fraud because the Democrats have polling numbers within the Lincoln Project's preferred age range? No, I don't think so. So, by all means, Schumer, by all means, Democrats, go for it. Please. Because once you do that, my dreams of carrying a gun while I snap pictures of the architecture of New York City will come true. I can actually say to myself, I can go visit California now. Because that'll be the law of the land. And I know how much you guys enjoy an armed populace. And I know that's like the symbolism that, you know, you get out there and paint about how violent and everything I am. But if everybody's like me, if it is the law of the land and everybody can be like me, leftist or, you know, conservative alike, how can that be a bad thing? So, I'm sure. I'm sure this is all a smoking hot idea. Kick out the chalk blocks by all means, and let's get rid of any support, anything out there. The whole thing the founding fathers wanted was they didn't want one side to lord it over the other. And instead, you guys are so interested in having one side lord it over the other. You are going to enable an agenda that you can't even begin to imagine. Abortion will be gone. Vote harvesting will be gone. All of this racial divisiveness will be gone. It'll all be gone. And more importantly, your relevance will be gone. And it'll all be due to your courses of action. All things in the leftist agenda eventually make their way back to bite them. And this would be no different. It would be, without a doubt, a setback. But it would work its way back to them. And then, like I said, we're on the edge of a new type of human relationship where individual freedom, that's everything in to put that in play is at hand now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Right now, we're in the middle of a Seinfeldian civil war about nothing. So says Politico's John Harris, who writes that while previous fractures of civil society can be identified with particular causes and issues, slavery and the Civil War in the 1860s, civil rights and the turmoil in the 1960s, for example, our ongoing cold civil war seems to be based on not much more than our animosity towards the opposing political party. And since Harris is a comfortable part of the Democratic establishment, you can guess which party he primarily blames for our current dysfunction. He writes, "The transcendent issue of this time, no matter the specific raw material of any given news cycle, is the belief that one half of the country suspects the other half is contemptuous of them and responds with contempt in turn. Seinfeld was not really, as was often said, a show about nothing. It demonstrated instead that with the right characters and frame of mind, you can make a show about anything that might happen in daily life. Donald Trump has shown that you can use the same approach to create a national crack-up. The violent rabble that crashed the Capitol a year ago showed that crack-ups are fertile ground for crackpots. Are you starting 2022 in a optimistic mood? You might take solace in the argument that it's hard to have a real civil war without a real cause. A great question that will be resolved by the outcome. Trump's moment in national life will die out because he always has a lot to say but no longer has anything meaningful to say. Or perhaps recent years have steered you toward escalating pessimism. Perhaps the squalor of modern politics flows from ancient truths of human nature. People are easily manipulated with appeals to prejudice and paranoia. Never more so than when technology has led to massive growth in the industry of commercialized contempt. A country that can have a civil war with no one really knowing what the conflict is about is one in which the muscles of governance are pitifully atrophied." Well, that is quite the simplistic and one-sided narrative, but it doesn't offer much meat behind his theory that no one really knows what the conflict is about, and ends up just as another exercise in media bias, totally bashing the right while excusing the left, which you can never do that. If you were investigating something, you have to look at every possible avenue. You have to look at every possible outcome, every possible cause. If you find that smoking gun, okay, fine. You don't have to keep doing all the work, but if you don't, you got to keep on going. If you really want to know what's driving the current political crackup, look no further than Benjamin Franklin, who astutely described the conditions that create popular unrest back in 1760. He wrote, people who have property in a country which they may lose and privileges which they may endanger are generally disposed to be quiet and even to bear much rather than hazard all. While the government is mild and just, while important civil and religious rights are secure, such subjects will be dutiful and obedient. The waves do not rise, but when the wind blows. We're not arguing over nothing right now. We're in our cold civil war because neither left nor right views the other as mild or just when they're in charge. We don't believe that our important civil and religious rights will be secure with the other side in control of government, and for good reason. When it comes to the Second Amendment, we have politicians eagerly adopting laws they believe are unconstitutional purely to screw over the other tribe. We have presidential candidates vowing to ban the possessions of tens of millions of legally possessed firearms. We have senators and representatives who want to pack the Supreme Court and overturn the Heller decision in order to treat our right to keep and bear arms as a privilege on rare occasions and a crime in most circumstances. It's not just the Second Amendment, of course. The Second Amendment is our means to resist. It's our veto. On virtually every hot-button issue today, both parties view the other as antithetical to their own idea of what this country is all about, what rights should be protected or even recognized, and how our government should be structured. Compounding the friction is the fact that there are competing factions within both major political parties, as well as a strong bloc of nominally independent voters who aren't formally aligned with either Republicans or Democrats. In fact, it's probably too simplistic to talk about the two sides when our political alignments are just as fractured and splintered as our culture itself. And despite what Harris claims, our current fight isn't over nothing. It would be more accurate to say it's about almost everything, and including some fundamentally important questions about the nature of government and the relationship to its citizens. And as long as the hurricane force winds keep emanating from our political and cultural nerve centers, I don't see any reason why we should expect our ship of state to cruise along on calm, still seas. Let me shift a little bit because this is a this is a thing. This is a big thing. Okay. Coming out of Illinois, where Kim Fox has successfully basically decriminalized everything, and if you are caught doing something like say being in a gunfight or something, if the other guy's shooting back at you, well, don't worry about it. We're not going to arrest you because both of you were doing it. It's mutually agreed upon combat. We'll meet you halfway. But imagine this. Imagine you're looking at Kim Fox. She's in some manicure, pedicure place. Somebody comes up to her. Sorry to interrupt your manicure, but I have the governor on the phone for you. So what might cause Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to get the Cook County State's Attorney on the horn, stat? It might have something to do with the embarrassing questions he's getting about the cash register some armed thieves had just emptied and dumped in front of his Gold Coast mansion. Coming from CWB Chicago, we get burglars broke into Applebite, a liquor store at 2919 North Broadway, around 4:10 a.m., and then burglarized Belmont Harbor Market, 401 West Belmont, around 4:35 a.m., according to separate police reports. They took cash, registers, liquor, and tobacco products. CPD surveillance cameras captured the footage of four offenders leaving the Belmont burglary in a dark-colored four-door pickup truck that headed south on Lakeshore Drive. Less than 10 minutes later, police were called to the 1400 block of North Astor Street in the Gold Coast by someone who saw a group of men throw at least one cash register and other items from a pickup truck directly in front of the governor's home, according to CPD dispatch records. Police believe that the cash register came from the Applebite. A little later, a string of high-end retailers were burglarized in the city's Magnificent Mile district, possibly by the same thieves who had just stuck their thumb in the eye of the governor. And it looks and sounds like the Burberry store on Michigan Avenue in Chicago was broken into once again as well. So, it was the second time the store had been robbed this week. Chicago's hapless mayor, Lori Lightfoot, had criticized retailers like Burberry last month for not doing enough to protect themselves from the criminals that the Chicago Police Department can't catch, that the judge's immediate release, and that the state's attorney won't prosecute. She proclaimed that some of the retailers downtown in Michigan Avenue, I will tell you, I'm disappointed they're not doing more to take safety and make it a priority. For example, we still have retailers that won't institute plans like having security officers in their stores. But they did. They took the mayor's advice and hired someone to keep an eye on the place. But the security guard working at Burberry overnight, she told police she was in the bathroom at the time of the burglary. And when you got to go, you got to go. And that's what happens when corrupt politicians' ineptitude, a revolving door justice system, and a social justice prosecutor combine to make it clear to a city's criminal element that is completely and totally open season. Anything goes, and they have little to worry about in terms of consequences. They can operate with impunity because they know the chances of being caught are tiny. And if somehow police do manage to catch them, the city's progressive prosecutor will turn them loose to do it all over again. So, there you have it. That just kills me. That just kills me when I look at that kind of stuff. So, we got hour number two coming up. I will continue on with my rant. I haven't had a chance to do it yet this year. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.